Lord, we just praise you for another good night tonight. We just thank you, Father, that tonight is going to be a great night with you, Lord. And we just ask, Father, for your anointing. We ask for your leading. Lead us all into whatever it is that you have us to do tonight, Lord. We know we're going to have communion, and it's going to be an awesome time, Father, in a little while. And, Lord, we just thank you that we can come together in this little avenue that you provided for us. We can just fellowship like we're right next to one another. And, Father, I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight healings will take place, testimonies will be given, and your word will go forth, Lord. And I praise you for it, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for work. The work that you're doing in all of us to get us ready for this great happening that's fixing to take place all over the world. And, Lord, I just praise you and glorify you for filtering out all the old darkness out of our hearts, Lord, and getting us ready and so that we can be a help, a great help to the people that are coming into the kingdom here shortly in this great revival you've got planned for us, Lord. And I thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that tonight you're going to lead us and guide us and allow us to be a part of what you want us to do, Lord, and not anything that we want to do in our flesh, but what you want us to do by the Spirit, Lord. And I just praise you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that we're going to have an awesome time because you're the one that's going to be leading me. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, all right, to start off with, does anybody have any prayer requests? Yeah, anybody got anything they'd like, testimonies? Yeah, go ahead. Can't hear you. Cannot hear you.
I have a small little testimony. Well, just praise you. I want to praise the Lord for.
Okay.
Isaiah just recently, and I should have done this in the meeting, but I just didn't cross my mind. But Isaiah just started, we started doing the homeschool thing, but he's on vacation right now until another week or so. But I just want to praise the Lord for just giving me peace and kind of excitement about doing it, and we're just allowing the opportunity to come and everybody, about three sisters that, and I'm sure more others, but just giving me wisdom and curriculum and just making it so easy. And I just want to thank the Lord for that, because I was just fearful for the longest time. Like, I don't think I can do this, but the Lord is just, I feel like he's just made it so easy and given me grace to go forward with it. So I just wanted to give him the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, that's awesome. The whole schooling is the only way to go for a Christian. Absolutely. Thank you, Father. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, Matthew.
I've got a testimony too. The other morning, let's see here. Monday morning early in the morning, Obadiah started throwing up, and that was his first time ever throwing up, so of course he started screaming and crying because he didn't know what was going on. So he was throwing up most of the morning, and then a little while later I got up to go up to the morning prayer meeting, and we prayed for him there. Came back home, and he was doing really good. He was up and around and running around, but still wasn't holding anything down. So we just laid hands on him, command him to keep the stuff down in the name of Jesus. And after that point, he just started keeping it down. Didn't throw it up anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. All right, anybody else? Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
I have a testimony. I was talking to my sister Mary about a week ago, right before her birthday, and we were talking and fellowshipping and things, and she had shared with me some things that were going on. And one of the things that is going on is that in her backyard, she put up a bird feeder, and apparently the squirrels were getting in there and eating all the food and stuff, so she was going to get a new bird feeder, one that they couldn't climb in and get into. And she went on talking. I said, well, why don't we just pray that the Lord would just keep those squirrels from getting in your backyard, and that's the problem. And she started laughing. She's like, oh, no, I want to see them eat, and, you know, they can eat what's on the food. I just don't want to get them in the birdcage. So we prayed about that, and we just commanded the squirrels that would, you know, I commanded that the squirrels would not interfere with the birdcage anymore and eat their food, but they would just, the Lord would keep them on the ground and not interfere with those things. And anyhow, so I got a text message from her today wishing me a Merry Christmas and that, and that she was sick. And she was supposed to pick up her, this young teenager now, but she was, my sister Mary was a foster parent to this little girl when she was 4 years old. And anyhow, she ended up not doing that anymore. And this girl was, it still got to be a part of her life by the grace of God. So she's Auntie Mary now to this girl. And she was supposed to pick her up tomorrow, but she was saying how she wasn't going to be able to do all the things she wanted to plan, they had planned to do, because she was feeling so crappy. So I just was thinking, oh, okay, well, Lord, do you want me to call her? And I got a yeah, so I waited a little bit and called her, and I got her voicemail, so I left a message and asked her to call me back. And when she did, she sounded terrible, and I just was moved by the Spirit and said, well, Mary, you believe Jesus would heal you if we prayed? And she's like, well, yeah. And I said, well, okay. Long story short, I prayed for her, and I told her, I said, you're going to be feeling better before you go to bed tonight. And and just went on and just talked about, you know, I gave her, you know, I just prayed some scriptures over her and told her, I said, God just wants us to believe and come as a child and ask him. You know, Jesus healed everyone that came to him in faith, and that's all he wants of us. So we just believe that he's going to do it. And she said, yeah. So anyhow, so we fellowship for a little bit later, and in about another 20 minutes, I said, Mary, you sound a lot better. She's like, I do. I feel better. So she was already feeling better, and this congestion was already going away. She wasn't sounding so congested and stuffy, and she was going to go take a bath, and said, you're going to be feeling better. By the time you get done with all your nighttime ritual stuff before you go to bed, you're going to be feeling great. You're going to have a great time with Samantha the next couple days, and that virus is gone. So I'm just believing that this is going to be just another testimony to her, because I told her, when I was on the phone with her tonight, I said, so what's going on with your squirrels? Are they still, you know, in your backyard and not eating the food? And she's like, yeah. She says, I just saw them on the ground, but they're not bothering the bird feeder anymore. I said, don't you remember how we prayed? And said, God's honored your prayer. So I just give God all the glory that he honored that prayer, and she thought it was silly, and she thought it was cute to say that and pray about that. But it's like, God cares, you know. He just wants us to ask. It's a problem. I want your bird feeding by the squirrels. So anyhow, she remembers. She goes, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, they're not eating my bird food anymore. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Lord wants us to be bold, even in the little stuff, don't he?
That's right. Right. So she's going to have a great time with Samantha in the next few days, and that virus is gone in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Testimony, praise report, a prayer request. Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning, everybody. I'm not sure how to explain this. I got a difficult situation at home. How can I say? Nora, well, we got a disagreement on a few stuff, but she said she needs more fellowship of people, surrounding people, and all as well. We why we're not going to church. So she's going back to church. So I need a prayer request to know how to handle the situation. I'm not sure how to cope with this. Please, if you can.
Okay, let me see if I'm understanding. Go ahead, Willie.
I like situations like that. What you do? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me get a little bit closer. With that situation, you know, just begin to thank the Father for what he's revealing about what's going on in her heart. You know, ask the Father to give you patience, kindness, meekness, gentleness, and overwhelming love. You know, because if the adversary is coming in trying to deceive her, you said, let our words be seasoned with grace. Be patient with her, be long-suffering with her, and just pray against that religious spirit. You know, sit, you know, rest within yourself. You know, don't start to panic. You know, don't start to become fearful. Don't even feel challenged. You know, God gave you your wife, you know. You know, and so just pray against the spirit of covetousness, because that's what comes from those churches. You know, pray against the spirit of idolatry, you know, because that's what comes from certain churches. But rest within yourself, you know, and just be gentle with it. Be long-suffering with it. Don't even argue with her about it, you know. Speak the Psalms over her, you know. Overcome evil with good. You know, because I was like that, you know, something went wrong between me and my ex-wife. I went immediately into panic mode. Oh, God. Oh, I'm sweating bullets, man. You know, and I never learned to rest. I never learned to trust in God. I tried just throwing the word at her, you know, like spears to force her into doing what I wanted her to do. You know, instead of seeing, okay, God, I see what you're doing. You're showing me something that's going on in my heart. Thank you for showing me the battlefield. Now it's time to go to spiritual war. And, you know, God don't even want you to look. You know, God just wants you to rest in him and let overwhelming love for him that comes from the heart of God, you know, ask God for that, you know. And I'm telling you, that battle is going to seem like it was, you know, a drop in the bucket, as we say, you know. But it seemed like a small trifle. You know, Satan comes in to divide. You know, if he can divide you, you know, he knows that if Satan, you know, Jesus said, if Satan cast out Satan, how shall his kingdom stand? So if Satan tries to get you two divided against each other, how shall your marriage stand? If he can get you to build up opposition in your heart against your wife and against those people, guess what? You won't pray for the people in that church. You will not bless them in the name of Jesus. You know, they will become your mortal enemies, and, you know, the control over your wife will become a greater thing in you than your trust for God. You know, and this, you know, I guess that's all I got to say. You know, that immediately came on my heart to say.
Thank you.
I agree wholeheartedly with what Willie said. Everything he said is true. I need to just pray for him. Hey, Tim, can you tell us how to raise your hand like you do? Where is that little doohickey?
On the upper right corner of my iPad, there's three little dots that say more. You press on that, then it gets the four options, and the second one down is three.
Oh, okay. Y'all see that? You see that, Cheryl? Go ahead, Jerry. You got your hand raised now.
I was just messing with you. I was playing with the button.
Okay, you push my button, girl, with that little old thing. Yeah. Okay. Cheryl, I'm going to unmute you so you could see if you got that. Did you get that?
Well, I'm on a phone.
Okay. Just come on and say, I'd like to speak or something like that. And
that'd on the cell phone, if you just tap your screen, your selections will come up, and under more, if you select more where the three dots are, you can see raise your hand or some other options.
The three dots?
Yeah.
I don't see.
You got to tap your screen because the options will disappear. So you got to just tap your screen and they'll come up like a little list on the bottom.
I don't see it.
Okay. It might be different.
I just wanted to give a testimony and praise the Lord for the work that he's doing in my son. He's delivered him from and answered my prayers. For delivering my one of my sons from alcohol and drugs and a lot of other demons, and I just want to praise the Lord it's just amazing what he's done in his life and how he's it's been a long road, but it's the Lord is just helping me to stand on his promises, and I was a person that would always give up real easy, and the Lord has just been really helping me to with my faith and to push forward and to cast down the doubts and the lies that Satan, you know, would put in my heart, and it's just, I just want to give him praise and glory for also keeping him through the time, because he was suicidal. And there was a couple times that, you know, he just wanted to die and he'd done things. And I just praise the Lord that he kept him and that he's bringing him out of all the bondage. And you know, he still has a lot that he's working on him with. But I just praise the Lord that he's sober-minded and that he's overcome those demons. And I just pray that you need prayer for him to help him to overcome. He does struggle with anger, and it's kind of a murderous anger, and I've been binding up that demon. I just pray. I just want y'all to help me to believe that he's going to be delivered from that demon of anger and to put love into his heart. I mean, he's come a long way, and I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to more testimonies, because I want to see him completely delivered from all that. And it's been a walk, and it's been amazing to see the Lord work.
Amen. Especially when it's your son, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Yep. Lord, we thank you for the work you're doing in Cheryl's son. We thank you, Lord, that you've given her authority over that household. And we thank you, Father, that you're answering her prayers. And we command that anger to go off of her son in the name of Jesus. We bind you up and cast you off of him right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that if there's any unforgiveness in his heart, that's what it sounds like, Lord, that you would show it, and he would repent and be delivered of it in Jesus' name. And that'd take out that anger too. And Lord, we just praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I would also like to have prayer for people to help me. I'm fighting against it. I don't know how to say this without trying to be. My dad passed away several years ago, and he was married, and the lady that he was married to had two sons, and so when my dad died, he had a substantial amount of money, and so he gave all his money over to his wife, and I don't think he foresaw that she was going to have dementia in her latter years, but she ended up having that just like her parents had it. And what ended up happening was that the money, my dad wanted it split up with all six of the kids. And it ended up where her son talked her into eliminating us out of the will and made himself executor of the will. And so me and my brothers are... which I'm fighting, and I know some of my brothers, because I've been telling them we have to forgive them, and they took probably 90% of the money and only gave us a little bit, but I'm praising the Lord that that my brothers are not as angry, but there is some unforgiveness, and I'm also fighting it because it'll come up to me and it'll try to make me have unforgiveness towards them. But I've been praying for them. I spoke with them and told them that I loved them, and regardless of, you know, the deception, I mean, the whatever they done was, you know, I'm not going to take them to court or whatever, because I have the Lord, you know, that is a higher power to settle all this. And I need prayer for us to overcome that unforgiveness and of what they done.
And, okay. All right. Are your brothers Christians?
Well, they believe there's a God. They believe a God. They think they're Christians. We were raised in the Lutheran church, so they just believe that, you know, or what they believe is that they, once they believe in God, you're saved, and that's all you have to do. And they think I'm way out there, but, you know, well, I'm praying that God's gonna.
Hey, man, we all are, aren't we?
Right, I'm outside the camp. I'm not, you know, in the. But I just, you know, I'm trying to be a witness, you know, because it's like sometimes the devil will try to come in and help me, you know, try to make me have unforgiveness, and then he'll set me straight, and I'll confess it, and because I don't want it to settle in my heart, and I know that it's just ruined. And I'm just trusting that God's going to work it all out. And I'm praying also that my stepbrothers or whatever will also repent, because they lied about, you know, being, you know, deceptive. And so I'm just praying for them, and I want to love them and have compassion on them, because I don't want them in hell or anything. And I confessed, because when she passed, when my stepmom passed away, we all went to the house, and we were supposed to ask for things, you know, don't just get it. Satan came into my heart, and I took a necklace without asking them. And so by the time I got home, the Lord convicted my heart and put Ananias and Sapphira in my heart, you know, and I was like, so I confessed to my brothers that I took it, and they were saying, well, you know, look what they've done. And they tried, you know, And then also even my heart was trying to justify. It was like this small necklace, you know, is nothing compared to what they took from me, you know. And so I it just was, you know, eat me up. And I knew that if I kept that necklace without giving it back to them, I would spiritually, you know, that would be the ruin of me, and that would be the end, because I knew better. And so God brought it a situation where they had to call me for the will, and I confessed to them, and I told them, you know, that it was wrong for me to do that, and they forgave me. And so I sent the necklace back to them, and I just want to thank the Lord that He convicted my heart and not try to justify something, though they may have done something worse to me compared to what that necklace was. I didn't want to sit and justify my wrong, because I want to be pure in my heart, and I want to be honest. And I don't want to have any hidden sin, and nobody would have known. And I'm glad that I didn't keep it, and that He convicted my heart, and I made it right. And it's so humbling to confess something like that to people. But I'm so glad that He did, because it just makes me humble. And right in His eyes, you know, like in confessing it, and I don't want the flesh to rule. So I just want to praise the Lord for that, though I'm ashamed of what I allowed my heart to do. And
Amen. I think, Angelica, you got something you want to say with?
I just wanted to pray for the sister, if that's okay.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. You go ahead.
I'm sorry. What's your name again, sister?
Cheryl.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You so much for my sister Cheryl, Father God. I thank You, Father God, Your loving kindness towards her, Father God, that through this trial, Father God, that she's been made pure, Father God. I thank You, Lord, that just like David, Father God, you withheld her, Father God, from repaying evil from evil, Father God. And I just thank You, Father God, that this situation, Father God, that You will recompense, Father God. Your word, I just read today, Father, that Your word says, seeing it is right here, 2 Thessalonians. So we ourselves glory in You and the churches of God for Your patience and faith in all Your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. So, Father, we ask You, Father God, in Jesus' name, that if it be Your will, that You would recompense our sister and her brothers, Father God, with what rightfully belongs to them, Father God. And we ask for mercy and grace upon all of this situation, Father God, that You would convict their hearts, Father God, to do the right thing, Father God. I bind all spirits of offense, Father God, every wicked voice speaking to her day and night, trying to tempt her into being unforgiving. She's already decided in her heart to forgive, Lord. We rebuke the devil, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke all offense. We rebuke every wicked voice, Father God, evil memory recall that would not let her rest. I just thank You, Father God, for blessing her to not look back, Father God, to forget the things that are behind and push forward to the things that are ahead of her, Father God. And I thank You, Father God, that even if You allow this wrong to go forward, Father God, that You will repay her double, Father God, for everything, Father God, that the enemy has taken from her, Father God, just as You did with Job, Lord. And I thank You for causing my sister to stand and to be pure before You in the matter, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank You, Father. Thank You, sister.
Amen. Thank You, Lord. Yeah, you got to get that unforgiveness out. Don't have any of that. That's a killer. All right, go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to the sister as well, you know, pray against the spirit of covetousness, you know, because that's the spirit that's trying to destroy the whole family. You know, it's not really about the money or being cheated or, you know, going to, you know, legalities and all this other crap. That spirit is trying to destroy your family through the love of money, you know. And as soon as we get caught up in, you know, wounds and sores and bruises and hurt and unforgiveness and stuff like that, you know, Satan wants to strip you of that armor. He says, put on the whole armor of God, you know, that you might be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil. You know, he's trying to kill your family. You know, that's his stratagem. He's trying to kill your family. Yeah. You know, and he tries to fill your mind with all these silly thoughts about things, about what you lost, what you should have gotten, you know, about what you suffered, what you suffered in your family, and blah, 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 blah. You know, all this is coming down to, I'm going to get them all. I'm going to get them all. You know, I prepared a place down here for them. I'm going to get them all. You know, and he's using that stratagem to do it, you know. But notice his tricks of the trade, you know, and begin to shut him down, you know. Put on that armor of God and begin to intercede for your family. You know, because if they die right now, hell is hot. It's not a generous place, you know, and it will, those demons will torture them, you know, because of the hate toward man and hate toward God, you know. But yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Amen. Joe? Brits, did you want us to pray for the political situation there as well? What was that?
You can pray for that, but also just want some wisdom to handle the situation. But will it help me quite a bit there? Thank you.
Okay. Well, Father, you heard his request. We just ask, Lord, that you give him perfect wisdom, Lord, and discernment to do whatever it is that you want him to do, Father, in Jesus' name. And let it be, let him be led by your Holy Spirit, Father, because when we're led by the Spirit, things happen quickly. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Denny.
Yeah, I want to know what was Cheryl's son's name and how old is he? I didn't catch that.
His name is Michael.
Michael, okay.
And
he's gonna be fine. That boy gonna be fine. Name like that, he got to go forward.
Yeah. Oh,
how old is he?
He's 24.
24. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else?
Yeah, Michael.
Hey, Marlon, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm pretty good, but I'd like you to pray for, I'm having trouble with my stomach and my digestive system, and okay. I'd just like to pray for that.
All right. Well, Father, we lift up Marlon to you, and we thank you, Lord, for the work you've already done in him. And we command that digestive tract to be unblocked and to work just like it's supposed to in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that everything in that digestive tract is healed and it is free. It goes in one end and out the other like it's supposed to in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you for the work that you're doing in Marlon. Lord, we're just amazed at how you've brought him along these last many months. And Lord, we just thank you for completing that in Jesus' name. We thank you also, Lord, for putting strength and weight and all that on him too, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the great and mighty work you're doing in him, because we know you're getting the glory, Lord. You are getting the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that Marlon is completely healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Does everybody believe that? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Amen. That's done deal, Marlon.
Thank you.
All right, brother. God bless you, too. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, Michael?
Yeah, go ahead, Debbie.
I've shared before about a brother of ours, brother in the Lord, Ned, who is had a heart attack and many different problems. And God has really, I think, been ministering to him. First, he'd had a blood disorder, a Coumadin, and did bad things in his body, and his lungs were bleeding. Then he had a heart attack, and only 10% of his heart was left working. And then everyone prayed, and God touched him. And there's no more talk about the heart, but he was having kidney problems. And in the VA hospital he was in. And then he got moved from there to a rehab place, facility. So I haven't talked to her much lately. When I've talked to his wife, I've given lots of scriptures to her about standing in faith. And so besides him, there's another brother in the Lord who we know for many, many, many years. And he's got diabetes really, really bad. And we heard that he may not make it. So we've been praying for him. His name is Remy. And the other night, the other day at the broadcast, we were listening. David mentioned something about applying the blood, you know, to the doorposts and the lintels. And I started sitting there praying for them. I said, Lord, I just pray, help them to apply the blood to the doorposts and lintels of their house, their land. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you apply the blood to the doorposts and their lintels. And I shared that with Raleen and Don and Matt and Sue and Denny. And Matt said that, he said, well, that's what they did. The doorpost was applied to those who were in the house, whether they were in the Exodus, those who were in the house, whether they were slave or servants or aliens that were in their homes, that was applied to them too. So I said, well, they're definitely in the house. They're believers. So I've been really praying for them and just applying that blood on the doorposts of their house, because I know they're at a place where God can heal, but they're not, the ones I've talked to and share with, they're not at a place of wanting to claim all these promises and stand in faith. And I'm really believing for God to heal them and show them what he can do and what he's doing in these days. So I just wanted to praise God for what he's doing for that and just pray again for them. Yeah. So Lord, just thank you, Lord. We know, God, that you are the healer, that nothing is too difficult for you, Lord. I know that, God, you can raise up Remy. We just pray for resurrection life to his body, Lord, in every way. In Jesus' name, we bind the diabetes. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of his house and the lintel, Lord, and to Ned's too, God. And we just thank you, Father, for resurrection life, for total healing, Lord, that you be glorified, Father, through their lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Matthew, go ahead.
I was just wondering if you saw the chat, Michael.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. All right, Sonia, we're going to pray for you, brother. We're going to pray that God's going to turn you on fire for him, okay? So get ready for it. In the name of Jesus right now, Father, we just thank you for Sonia. We thank you, Lord, that he does want to have a hunger for you, Lord, and wants those revelations to come forth. And I just praise you, Father, that right now that you're putting a hunger in him to seek after you, Lord, in your word. And every time he opens up his Bible, and he gets in and he starts meditating on the word, Lord, I thank you for just sending those revelations to him like a neon sign at night. And Father, I just praise you for it. And I thank you, Lord, for deepening his hunger for the word, because I know he wants to be like you, Lord. And the way to be like you is to learn about you and to meditate on that word of God. And Father, I thank you that you have placed that in him. In the name of Jesus. Everybody believe that? Amen, brother. I don't know what that was, Angelica, but it sounded weird. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I want to second that, or well, I have a similar prayer request. So I just pray for me. Well, lately it's been, I've kind of been in a somewhat of a backslidden state, or just kind of a dry state like Sunil there. And well, I got a pretty deep revelation of where I've been. I mean, it was because of this. I don't know how many of you, the compilation you, on Thanksgiving, Michael, that you brought up, and it's Paris Redan, he talked about humanism. Yeah. Well, God recently, you know, revealed that to me. That's what I was living for the past, I don't know how many years. You know, just the attitude, basically, for those who don't understand, humanism, you know, is the idea, is the philosophy that, you know, your whole life is lived for your own happiness. You know, like you've probably heard the saying, you know, the chief end of man is the chief end of everything is the happiness of man. You know, that was basically the reason I was living for God. You know, it wasn't for his glory. You know, it's a very selfish fleshly thing. You know, you're living for the flesh. You know, you're just hanging on to what the, you know, what the flesh is telling you. I mean, everything you do, every motivation is to make yourself happy, you know, to be at comfort in this world, you know, and that's totally counter opposite of what the, you know, the Bible teaches. So I think the last week or two, I almost, you know, backslid. I just, for the last so many years, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of what I've been hanging on to. And I mean, I almost felt, I was like, okay, you know, what reason do I have now? You know, I didn't understand, hey, that's the flesh. So, I mean, it's been a slow process to kind of come back around. And I, you know, I could use some prayer just to put that all behind me 100%, you know, and realize, okay, that's the, you know, that's the flesh, Joe. That's what God has been dealing with you lately. I mean, he's been dealing with a lot of the death of self. And I mean, I didn't have much wisdom, but I think ultimately that was, you know, that was a big part of it. I mean, I was living to feel it, you know, comforted. Or you know, comfortable in this world, basically comfortable in the flesh, you know, not ultimately do anything to for the glory of God, but just to be comfortable, you know, to be happy. I'm sure many of you probably have, you know, if you've been in the churches, and I mean, for like, you know, so many years, or just seen some of the attitudes, that's a big one. That's a big attitude out there, you know, just this idea of feeling comfortable, being happy. That's what life's about. You know, I've been told by so many people, hey, you know, as long as you're happy, that's okay. You know, nothing about being holy, nothing about, you know, being sold out for God and giving him all the glory, you know? So I think that's been the attitude. And I'd like prayer for that, just to put that all behind me and just to, you know, move forward from that. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, we lift up Joe to you, and we thank you, Lord, that you have opened up his eyes to see, his spiritual eyes, to see that it's not about him, it's about Jesus. It's about you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that from this point on, he's going to understand that he is a bondservant of God, and Lord, of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that from this point on, he's going to understand that he gets in the Word, and he buckles down, and he reads the Word, and he meditates on those scriptures that catch his eye. So that he could just peel off layer after layer of the meanings of him, Lord. And we just praise you for that hunger that you're putting in Joe, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And I praise you, Father, for everything that you're doing, all that you're doing in Joe, in Jesus' name. Thank you for his perseverance, Father. You know, Lord, a lot of times people would have given up a long time ago, but Joe has kept in there, and we just praise you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for enduring, putting that endurance in him. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, all right. Amen.
Amen. Can I pray to you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for Brother Joe, Father God, and I thank you for the grace that you've given in his life, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that you would continue to work on his heart, Father God, and help him, Father God, to come to overcome these doctrines, Father God, that religious doctrines, Father God, that might be ingrained there somewhere through something he learned, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, for giving him the grace, Father God, to take up his cross daily, Father God, and to know, Father God, that supernaturally, that even when he's not comfortable, Father God, but to know that that's exactly where you want him, Father God, to overcome that trial, Father God, and to bear fruit for your kingdom, Father God. And I just ask that you would pour out your continual mercy and grace on his life, Father God, and that you would teach him to be patient and give himself grace as well, Father God, and to know it's each day, every day with you, Father God. It's one day at a time with Jesus, Lord, and to not be overwhelmed, Father God. And I just thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Tim.
I just wanted to give a little encouragement to Brother Joe that the happiness of the humanism is very shallow.
You're breaking up, Tim.
Oh, sorry about that. I'll yell. I just wanted to encourage Joe that the happiness of the humanism is short-lived and shallow, and the happiness of knowing Jesus is where it's at. He'll find that the deeper he digs, it's a happiness that lasts forever. So hang in there.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, anybody else?
I could use prayer.
Yeah, Barbara.
I could use a prayer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you pray?
Okay, what for?
Just my emotions. They're just all over.
Okay. Are you depressed?
I don't know what I am.
Oh, okay. We'll just
trying to sort out. Just trying to sort out things. I'm exhausted for one, but just trying to sort out things.
Sure.
Understand things and.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Barbara to you, Lord. She's had a trial here these last few weeks, and Lord, you know what she needs. I command the spirit of depression, oppression, rejection, confusion, fear to go from her right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to, when she gets in the Word, that you're going to direct her to where she needs to go to read and get that joy back in her life and that rest in her life, Lord. And I ask that your angels minister to her right now in the name of Jesus. Take out that void that was put in there and to replace it with joy and peace and rest. To know, Lord, that you're the one that's in control. Everything that we do, everything that happens around us, Father, is for us. Everything is. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you that from this point on, Barbara's not going to speak anything but blessings upon herself and upon her situation, Father. It doesn't make any difference what we see around us, Lord, as you know. That everything that has happened is for a reason. And we can rejoice in it. You said to rejoice in the valleys and when we're on the mountaintops too. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for Barbara, that she would just rejoice in you. Not the situation, but in you. And Father, we just praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that joy, peace, and rest is upon Barbara. In Jesus' name, we command any kind of uncertainty to go from her in the name of Jesus, because she's putting her trust in you, Father, fully her trust in you. And she's not going to trust in man. She's not going to trust in the circumstances. She's going to trust in what the Word of God says. And Lord, I thank you for this great and mighty woman of God in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for lifting her up and bringing her through all of this that she's going through. And I thank you for it, Father. I ask, Father, that you put a grin on her face and a skip in her walk as she goes down, because she knows that Jesus is doing this for her. In Jesus' name. Amen, Barbara.
Amen.
I just rejoice, Father, right now in what you're doing in Barbara, in Jesus' name. I just praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing in Barbara right now. Thank you, Lord, for putting your spirit in her in a mighty way. Lord, I ask and I pray right now that you fill her up with your Holy Spirit, that you would fill her up so much with your Holy Spirit that it would push out any darkness in there. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for what you're doing in her, in Jesus' name. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Anybody else want to pray?
Amen. I do.
Okay, go ahead, Angelica.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for Barbara, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you're growing her up. You're maturing her in her walk, Father God. And I know, Father God, that you just turned off the switch, Father God, and she doesn't know what to feel, Lord. But this was by your purpose, Father God, so that she's not relying on her feelings, Father God, but only on your word and standing on your word. I thank you, Father God, that she, Father God, will stand on your word, Father God, and that her faith will become stronger, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against her will prosper, Father God. We bind up the evil reasoning of the enemy, Father God, that's coming against her, Father God, day and night, Lord God. We rebuke the devourer, the destroyer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that her faith shall not be shaken, Father God, that her foundation is set in Christ, Father God, that I thank you for the word of God brought to remembrance to her mind, to her heart, Father God. And we just loose the joy of the Lord, which is her strength upon her, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that she will continue, Father God, to be strong in you, Father God. In her weakness, your strength rests upon her, Father God. And you will not leave her in the situation that she's in, Father God. But you will finish the work, Father God. She will come out, Father God, shining, Father God, as silver and gold, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for everything you're doing in her life, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for settling the things in her heart. She shall not harden her heart towards you, Father God, but come to you and cling to you, Father God, in every situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Now, I have a praise report for her husband. He's in heaven as of 2:30 this morning sometime, and he is enjoying himself immensely. And Lord, I just thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that Barbara just keeps her eyes on you, Father, in Jesus' name. Yep, it was a long battle with cancer, but God won out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. He needs some help up there. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what Bruce is doing. Bruce is up there helping the Lord. And he's up there telling the Lord, look at that. That's my mighty woman of God down there. Glory be to God. She is so awesome, Lord. Check her out. Amen, Barbara.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're in our prayer, sister.
Thank you, Angelica. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anything else, Barbara? Yeah, go ahead, Missy.
I'd like to pray for two.
Okay.
Father, I just ask you to increase Barbara's faith beyond what she's ever had. Restore any faith that she thinks she once had but doesn't have. You know, doubt, unbelief. And Father, just ask you to. I just command hopelessness and loneliness off her in the name of Jesus. And Father, just help her to know that you are always there. And we just rebuke any spirits that would try and tell her that she's alone. She's not. She has you. You're always there, and she has us in spirit. And she can always call on us for backup. And just remind her of that, Lord. She is not alone. And we just thank you and praise you for just being with her, taking her hand and helping her to do the things that she has to do in the days ahead, and just guiding her and directing her in every step that she takes, Lord, and just making it clear to her what you would have for her, and just making the decisions for her that she would know that she knows that this is your direction for her, and the decisions that are your will, Lord. And thank you for putting in her a heart to want to be obedient to you, and not want to do her own thing. She wants to obey you, Lord, and go your way, Lord. And I just thank you and praise you for comforting her, Lord. Help her to have the words to speak to the different family members that she hasn't spoken to yet, Lord. And thank you for just filling her up with your love and heart and compassion for them, and just putting your love and heart and compassion in them for her, Lord. And cast down any faction or any strife or contention in this whole situation, Lord. And we just command peace and joy to Barbara and rest. And we just pray for a good night's rest tonight, good long deep sleep, very restful sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Amen, Barbara. It is done, girl. In Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Father. All right. Willie or somebody, can y'all talk about communion while I go get mine? I forgot to bring it. I just bring the whole bottle up here. Praise God. We'll just have us a party. Yeah, no, if somebody would talk about communion while I run down there, get it. It won't take me 2 minutes. Okay? Don't everybody step up there at one time. Go ahead, Pat. Thank you.
No, Michael, I'm not going to talk about communion. I just, while you're going, I just wanted to share and have a bit of confession or whatever here myself. But it seems like I was listening to David's message here. I think it was Sunday. Yeah, Sunday night. And the statement that was made about the he was talking about putting the blood on the lentils and across the lintel and the doorposts. And the Lord had given me a thought in that area before about that same thing, and kind of brought it to my mind what actually, you know, the physically of what happens there is when those people spread that blood out over those lintel and the doorposts, it was a physical sign. It was out there on the street, so to speak. And those people took a stand and made a confession, and that confession was wiped over their doorposts and on the lintels of their houses. And after that, even after that, spirit came through, the destroyer came through and killed the firstborn, and those houses were left untouched. it was a testimony of what had happened there. It was exposed or whatever. And I guess I get the thing that it was hitting me was that it seemed like for the last years that I have been, I guess, holding down or putting the light that God had given me and I guess putting it under a bushel or withholding it. I know that there was a great temptation that was when I was still in the midst or the fellowship of the churches. I was in a Baptist church for a long, long time. And some of the things that the Lord was showing me, I found were either rejected or they weren't willingly accepted in that environment where I was at the time. And so I kind of acquired just a habit of keeping my mouth shut and just keeping it to myself, so to speak, and being able to share whenever and wherever I could, whenever the environment was right. The problem with that is that over the years, I have just completely, it seems like, grown in on myself, covered myself with a protection of some sort, not wanting to share and not wanting to expose and not wanting to stand up there. And it just seems like that over the years, what has happened is I've been bound up with this certain protection, I guess you might say, that I had put up my own wall of whatever around me, has now become, it seemed like, a bondage or a jail, or and there's certain fears that are associated with that. And so I guess I'm finding myself battling with these types of fears of whether or not to speak forth, talk to people, or there just seems like a something there, a spirit of rejection or resistance or fear or whatever it would be, fear of man or whatever, that seems to be there and hindering me. And it seems like whenever I think about talking with somebody or bringing something up, it's like this is always standing off here to the side. It's always there as a point of reference or whatever. So I guess I'm asking for prayer about that, just to break through with that, break clean, to ask the Lord for wisdom to set me on a right foundation from this point up. I confess that sin of holding that light down, holding that whatever he has given me not to give out, but to hold it to myself. And I know that David speaks, I mean, David's message on the power of the tongue, I believe he put that out in 2010 or 2011, and that literally crippled me for, I mean, it would just totaled me for a long time, because I was struggling with that very thing of speaking forth and agreeing with God's word and speaking forth that word. And so I find myself in that place right now, wherever that is at. I want to be out of that and away from that and start anew, I guess you might say. So I'm asking for prayer related to that, for boldness to speak forth, boldness to stand against any fears, any fear of rejection, any fear of intimidation, any fear posed against me of those that would dominate me through intimidation or whatever that would be, but to be able to stand in agreement with God's word through the process. So to me, that was what was being said by the individuals willing to take that blood and wipe it along those doorposts and that the lentil and to be seen. So that's my prayer request today.
Okay, well, Father, you heard him. We thank you, Lord, that it is already done. He's already spoken it.
Thank you,
Jesus. We believe it. We thank you, Lord, for making him a bold witness from this point on. And Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you, Father, that you're going to lead him to do it and say the things that he needs to say and give him the boldness to say it, Father.
Thank you.
And I thank you for leading him into those situations to where he will bring that light to people in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Can I pray as well, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for my brother, Lord God. And Lord, I just lift him up to you, Father God, and so many like him in the body of Christ, Father God, that the enemy is trying to separate out, Father God. Father God, you say that we should be, we're stronger, Father God, when we have a good counsel, Father God. Iron sharpens iron, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that you would deliver him, Father God. I bind every spirit of fear, of separation, Father God, every spirit of timidity, Father God, which is a spirit of fear, Father God, and we rebuke those devils off of him, Father God. We bind every devil in hell, Father God, trying to separate him from the body of Christ, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you would, I just loose unto him a spirit of boldness, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, that he will be able to speak forth your word, Father God, and that he will not fear rejection, he will not fear persecution, Father God, but your word will have free course, Father God. We just loose his lips, Father God. The Spirit of the Lord will come forward, Father God, like a fountain, Father God. And your word, Father God, will touch the lives of many, Father God. I pray, Father God, against every evil reasoning spirit, Father God, that would cause him, Father God, not to speak when you prompt him to speak, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, and I bless you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that there is unity in the body, Father God, and that not one of us can operate without each other, Father God, and that you would just lay it in his heart, Father God, that he's needed and necessary in this body, Father God, and that you, Father God, never, the Lord Jesus never shrunk back, Father God, from speaking the truth, Father God, and from being bold in his faith, Father God. So I thank you that my brother is the same in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to pray for you too, Patrick. Heavenly Father, thank you for Patrick, and I thank you for his transparency. And Lord, you tell us in your word to fear only you, but there is no other one to fear because you're going to protect us, and you're going to help us in whatever weakness we are in, Lord. And I know for myself, God, you've ordained in divine encounters for me when I least expected it, and you gave me a mouth, and I pray that you do that for Patrick, and I pray you do that for each and every one of us, Lord, that you told us to pray for to send harvest laborers into the harvest, and we are all called to be your laborers in the harvest, Lord. And I pray that you set those appointments up for Patrick, and that when those things happen, that he would have a knowing that you're right there and you're going to give him the words to speak. And he's just going to know it because the word's in him. The word's already in him. And it's going to flow out of him like rivers of living water. And it's going to meet every circumstance that comes into his realm. And he's going to be a blessing. He is a blessing. He's going to be a blessing to those that you bring into his life to share Jesus. And it doesn't have to be any big deal. It's sometimes, God, just the simplest one-on-one conversations just out of the blue. And Thank you, Lord, that you've already delivered him, that these things are done. Praise we stand you, in agreement.
Thank
we
you,
stand Jesus. In agreement that he is freed up, and that wall, that shell that's there, that fear of rejection of man or whatever it is, it's gone. It's not Amen. There anymore.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, 509 number. Who is that?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure can. Who is this?
Yeah, Malcolm here. Was
that Malcolm?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed a whole bunch of stuff here, but I just wanted to say, Patrick, I just a text comes to mind, and that is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Willie.
Hey, Pat, just keep in mind, you know, this is also spiritual warfare. Even against your flesh is spiritual warfare. It was your flesh to put up all those defenses, you know. It's always spiritual warfare, you know. Keep that in mind, and you'll see right past that flesh. You'll see right past it, man. I'm telling you, you know, you don't have to convince your flesh that you're a Christian. You don't have to convince unbelief that you're a Christian. You don't have to convince, you know, the carnal mind that you're a Christian. You know, you don't have to convince faith that you're a Christian. You know, God said you are, you know. You are what he says you are. They are what they say he is. You know, don't even worry about, you know, a reaction. You know, don't, you know, put that far from you. You know, give them the word of God and watch how it begins to react. Watch how those devils start moving. You know, don't get scared. Don't get scared. We don't get scared when it's time to get into a fight. We get violent, right? You know, oh, what you want? Yeah, we know how to do that, you know, in the carnal realm. Man, don't let that flesh cause you to chicken out on anything. Your flesh is actually part of spiritual warfare. It'll come against you. It'll put up walls. It'll put up barriers. It'll put up excuses. It'll put up shame. That's one of its biggest ones. Can't say nothing to hear because I'm just one person in this whole great big old church. You know, I don't want to interfere with, you know, what's going on here. So what? You know, Jesus was like, hey, I got kicked out of every synagogue I walked into. You know, just do your thing, man. Do your thing. You're a Christian. You're a believer. You know, let it flow, man. Come at them. Let it flow. I'm for real. For real. You know, the Lord's been doing some nice things at me, man. One thing he said to me, he said, you're holy, you're sanctified, you're justified. He said, you're sinless, and he said, sin can't touch you, and there's nothing you can do about that, so you might as well accept it. And when the Lord said that to me, that shut my flesh down. I stopped trying to prove to my flesh that I was a Christian, and I stopped trying to prove through people with my carnal flesh that I was a Christian. You know, and I stopped trying to prove to people wisdom that I was a Christian. Oh, let me show you my great wisdom so I can show you I'm a Christian. Man, I sat back and let God. I stopped thinking. It was like everything went flatline. Bleep, take over, Jesus. That's what happened. Man, I've been having a wonderful walk in Christ. You know what my days have been? The Bible, prayer, more of the Bible, praying for people, surrendering to Jesus Christ every thought and imagination. Confessing everything, more of the Bible, more prayer, more confession. I've been spending days with Jesus. There has not been a gap in between that fellowship I've been having with Jesus. You know, because he brought me into spiritual warfare. And it's very interesting. It's an interesting place. You would think like spiritual warfare is like, oh, you're always, you know, on eggshells. No. You'll notice that there's a lot of the love of God in spiritual warfare. You know, if you don't get joyous when he tells you, I want you to do spiritual warfare, something wrong. You know, if that peace don't enter into your heart when he says, I want you to do spiritual warfare, something wrong. You know, your flesh trying to, you know, do that. You know, but when it's from the Spirit, speak what the Lord tells you to speak, or Satan's going to create a prison for you. And in that prison, he's going to torment you mentally. He's going to mess with your soul. He's going to tear pieces from you. He's going to try to tear off that garment. You know, he's going to try to nail you to the wall. He's going to try to sew up them lips. He's going to try to shut them eyes. He's going to find inventive ways, you know, to torment your soul, because you won't say anything, you know. Because, you know, he does that. He does that when we're trying to, you know, communicate through the flesh and not through the Spirit. But yeah, let me shut up. I'm done.
I'd like to just say one thing. I felt that prayer, the prayer that Angela prayed and Julie for Pat was really anointed. I felt it so strong. If anyone else thought, I felt it was like a blanket of anointing over all of us. That's what I felt. So it was just really anointed.
Amen.
Apply that to all of us. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I just wish I could talk half as fast as Angelica. She gets a lot in a short time, you know. I don't know why I can't talk that fast, but Lord have mercy. She can get a whole lot in a little bit of time. Thank you, Angelica's fast talking. Glory to God.
Well, just real quick, something I've learned since I've been here, since I moved to Tennessee, you know, we as a body, I think, over God knows how long, have been disjointed, and we haven't come to the unity of the faith. And the devil is running out of time, and we're coming to that point of maturity where the Lord's doing the work, and the devil is trying like hell to get us to be separated, you know, either through, you know, through judgment and not giving grace, not, you know, receiving, you know, separating your heart from your brethren for whatever reason, you know. But we understand that this is part of God's plan. This is part of that sanctification to be a member of the bride, to receive that higher calling in Christ. And this is just another tactic that I've seen him, you know, do in my own life and my sister just recently, and you, brother. And so we have to understand that, you know, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to warfare every day. We can't let it get to the point, like the brother's saying, where it's just, you're so overwhelmed anymore where you can't move, because we need you in the body. Every single one person here needs each other in Christ, because we're growing up to the full body of Christ, to the fullness and the, you know, the measure and the stature of Christ. And so I just wanted to, you know, let you know that you're not alone, but also that this is part of where we are in this point in time, and this is for all the body of Christ.
Amen. Okay, anybody else?
Michael.
Hey, George, go ahead, brother.
You were mentioning about communion also, and it just happens that all this kind of ties back into concerning the body and meditating on the body and the bread, that, you know, and y'all were talking also about painting the doorpost and taking the sacrifice, the lamb, and it got me thinking about when families were small, they shared a lamb and they consumed all of it together. And I feel like maybe that's what this is, this UBM body, especially. It, you know, it might be big and it might be worldwide, but it's still a small part of this bride and this remnant. And we're all eating together. We are loving each other. We're submitting the Jesus in. We're learning to trust Jesus in us, and trust Jesus in our brothers and sisters, and we can submit one to another, and we're learning to share freely and not that perfect love that overcomes and casts out fear. We're encouraging when one part of the body is hurting, everybody's hurting. When one part is rejoicing, we're all rejoicing. And it's like an instant flow of what God wants to do in his people. And I'm encouraging everybody to keep giving and keep sharing and keep trusting, even trusting the words that are coming out of ourselves, that we might not even have a great understanding of the words that we're reading and why we're bringing those to the fellowship. But we've got work, we've got bread to deliver to the rest of the body. So we just be faithful in whatever we're supposed to bring and give it in joy, trusting that God can put it all together. He can make it work. And by faith, as we do that, he's going to keep surprising us and keep supplying and knitting us together. So I just wanted to add that, and just feel like we truly do love each other, and the more we love, the more love can pour into us and pour through us. We can't run out of that love. It's just going to keep multiplying. And that's all I got.
Amen. Good word. Anybody else?
Amen.
Huh?
I just said amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? We got a little bit of time here. Let me talk a little bit about communion here. I know everybody probably got my message, and that we're going to have communion tonight. Is there anybody that doesn't understand what communion is? I'm going to just give a little bit of a talk about it, and maybe you'll understand a little bit better. When in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 14, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry." Now he's going to talk about communion here in a minute, but why you need to flee idolatry to have communion, and what is communion? That's communion with the Lord, right? The body and blood of Christ, the real God. A lot of people are worshiping false God. They're worshiping themselves. They're worshiping somebody else. And so they've created a God sometimes in their own image that pleases them. You can't have communion with God if you're going to be worshiping idols. Y'all know that. And in verse 15, it says, "I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless. The cup of blessing." So what we're talking about here is a cup of blessing. It's not just a ceremony, y'all. You actually receive something from this if you're doing it right. So how do we do it right? Well, what are the qualifications? First of all, what is a communion? It means having in common the blood of Christ. Having in common. We are the body of Christ, and the one who lives in us is Christ. And his blood is in us by faith, right? By faith. And as a matter of fact, that's why we do communion. It's to accept that it is in us by faith as the body of Christ worldwide. We ought to be having communion with each other and with the body of Christ, of the blood and the body of Christ. Amen. We have this communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Now, we know the body of Christ was smitten so that we could have health. You know that in 1 Peter 2 and 4, it says that by his stripes you were healed, and also the blood of Christ. The wine, of course, in communion, that represents the blood of Christ. And the blood of Christ is ours, just as the body of Christ is ours. When we behold in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're transformed into that same image from glory to glory. That's the Lord. We're coming into the image of Christ and his body, and his blood is pure. We inherited blood from our parents. That's the problem, because the curse is passed on in our blood. In Leviticus 17 and 11, it says the life of the flesh is in the blood. So that's what you get when you were born, the life of the flesh. That's the characteristic parts of your parents that you inherited. But what we want is to inherit the blood of Christ, not the blood of our parents. And we do this by faith. When we take communion, we're partaking of the pure blood of Christ. So when we partake of the body and blood of Christ at communion, we're partaking of that, his blood and his body. It's all done by faith. We accept by faith that we are partaking of the body and blood of Christ. We profess we are doing that. And I'll tell you something else. A lot of people have been healed when they took communion. If you just believe that that's the blood of Jesus going down. And that cleanses your whole body of yourself and all the stuff in it. Amen. Then I'm going to go ahead and I hope everybody has repented of and is okay with God right now and is sinless. We don't want to bring a curse upon yourself. So we want to confess our sins and be right before the Lord before we take this communion. Amen. And it says in 1 Corinthians, I'll just read this chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 17. It'll show you some things here. But in giving you this charge, I praise you not that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and I partly believe it. How many of you know in the full body of Christ there's divisions? All over the world. They're all over the world. For there must be also factions among you, that they that are approved may be made manifest among you. When therefore ye assemble yourselves together, it is not possible to eat the Lord's Supper, for in your eating each one taketh before other his own supper, and one goes hungry, and another is drunken. What, have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and put them to shame that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this I praise you not. For I received, and let me get this off of there. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, this is my body. You hear? He's talking about the bread, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. We're supposed to walk and talk just like Jesus. In like manner also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. What is the blood of Jesus? That's the life of Jesus, isn't it? That's the life of Jesus going into us by faith. This job, as often as you think, just disappeared. Hang on. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in like manner also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, that means if you're doing it with sin in your life, that's an unworthy manner, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. You're setting him back up to the cross again if you do that. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh judgment unto himself, if he discern not the body. And for this cause many among you are weak and sickly, and not a few asleep. But if we discerned ourselves, we should not be judged. So what he's saying is we need to be holy when we come up to the communion table and break bread and drink the blood of Jesus by faith, okay? Well, Lord, I just thank you for this time, this awesome time with you, Lord. And I believe by faith, Lord, that when we partake of this communion tonight, it's going to be partaking of your whole self in us, Lord. And I thank you for it. You said, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for this bread and this blood representative here. And you said to say, this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. So we'll go ahead and eat the bread. In like manner, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So we'll partake of the cup then. And Father, I thank you so much for the awesome time of allowing your Son to be a part of each one of us, Lord. That you're teaching us how to walk like you do, Lord, and talk like you do, and to be led by your Holy Spirit, to even walk in the steps that you walked in, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that in the days to come, we're going to look just like you. And just like Pat was talking about earlier, Lord, we're going to be that lamp up on top of the table. In Jesus' name, where everybody can see us. And I praise you, Father, for all the work that's being done right now in each one of us. And if there be anyone that needs a healing, Lord, I thank you that they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. As they partake of that cup and the blood of Jesus, it was just like pouring blood over the lintel of the door as a Passover. And I praise you, Father, that they are healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Anybody want to say anything? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
I just wanted to say something real quick.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to, Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. We're not worthy, Father God, that you would choose us, Father God, to dwell in us, Father God, and to give us this life of salvation, Father God. And I just thank you so much for your mercy and grace, Father God, to choose us unto salvation, Father God. Give us the grace to continue to be the light, Father God. Give us the strength in our weaknesses, Father God. Lord God, cause our spirit man to be alive unto you, Father God, as we partake of you, Father God. The cup of blessing, Father God, the cup of suffering, Father God, of your life blood, Father God, of your brokenness, Father God. Give us the grace to continue on, Father God, and see this through to the end, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I received my healing. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just ask and I pray, Father, that you give all of my brothers and sisters out here an anointing of your Spirit to fill them up completely, Father, in the name of Jesus. I receive it myself. I receive all that you have for us, Lord. And I know that we can receive everything that we can handle from the Lord. Lord, I just receive all that you can pour on me, that I can receive in the name of Jesus. And I ask and I pray, Father, that everyone here feels your presence in the name of Jesus, Lord. I know we're not to walk like on feelings, but I just ask that for this one time in Jesus' name, because I feel you, Father. I feel you near. I feel you near, Lord. In the Spirit, I see you near, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now in Barbara. You're filling her up with your Holy Spirit, Lord, as she raises her hands to receive you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your comfort and your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for filtering out all or anything that's not of you, Lord, in all of us. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you've turned the light on Pat. Not to the first notch, not even to the second notch, but to the brightest notch. And I praise you for it, Father. He's got a three-way switch in there. He's got it turned on all the way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing with Cheryl right now and her son. That you're filtering out all that old unforgiveness in her. If there's any there, it's gone. In Jesus' name. Any kind of anger or bitterness toward anyone, I thank you, Lord, that it's gone. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her son, too. Because she's a faithful servant of yours, Lord, and a mighty woman of God that prays for her son. And that's why he's coming in. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you train her not to watch with her natural eyes, but just know that you're on the job. In Jesus' name, praise you, Father. And that goes for all of us too, Lord. Now, teach us to walk by the Spirit and the Word of God, and not by our sight in the natural, because we know that what we see is not what's happening when we pray. And Lord, I thank you for sending all your angels to do warfare for our family members that we've been praying for all these many years, bringing them in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Anybody else want to pray? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just receive all that we can handle from you, Lord. A lot of times, you know, we in our ignorance, we want to receive all that you can give us, Lord. Some of us can't stand that. I remember, Lord, you dealing with Paul Washer. when the glory, when he had been begging you for the glory and to know you and to see you. But when you poured the glory out upon him, Lord, his fleshly body couldn't take it. He thought he was going to die because of the glory. So, Lord, I just ask that you give us all the glory we can stand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your rivers of living water flow through us, Lord. And let the glory of God filter out the soul darkness in us, Lord. Any vestige of flesh, Lord, and any vestige of world has to go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah, anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Joe, did you raise your hand? Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Well, yeah, I don't know if this is the right time to do so. I thought about it earlier, but I wanted to confess. I don't know if this is the right time, or should I? Okay. Well, you just muted yourself there, Michael. So, no.
Yeah, no, I said, yeah, anytime's the right time to confess.
Okay, no, I was like, well, I don't want to step out, you know, just like, okay, act like I'm, you know, reacting in the flesh. But I wanted to confess to I'm thankful those people are here tonight. You know, there's a big crowd here, so I wanted to confess Missy and Angelica. Well, Leon's not really. I don't know if he's there. In the past, you know, we've had interactions on here, and I think it was mainly spirit of, you know, the spirit of rejection. And there was even, I talked with Willie about this. You know, Willie, you probably remember just this spirit of, like, there's, like, pride. There's, like, this wanting to be the center of attention. You know, wanted to feel valued for what you say, you know. And I think one thing this group has taught me within the last year is just, you know, to cause yourself to not be the center of attention, you know, to not value yourself more than what you really are, you know. And so I think I mean, I've always had issues with wanting to be the center of attention, you know, having a lot of pride and just a lot of this, like, self-importance, you know, thinking, hey, I've got something great to say. Listen to me. You know, pay attention, you know. And I think I remember you know, it's been several months, you know, about the, when we, I think it was before the election, you know, and we were talking about the coming red wave, you know, before God really, you know, I mean, before it manifested, you know. David said, you know, I mean, he saw it as, hey, you know, it was before that midterm election, you know, a lot of that support for President Trump, you know. And since then, my attitude about politics has changed, you know. Thankfully, I mean, you know, Missy, you were actually instrumental in that, you know. I remember I made a response, like, you know, let's go ahead and pray about the coming red wave, you know, thank the Lord for it. And I remember your response, you meant well, I believe. It felt kind of harsh, you know, and I think that was the spirit of rejection. I sensed you were kind of, like, tired of talking about politics or something like that. I forget exactly what it was. And, you know, I mean, it was silly. I knew it was that spirit of rejection, you know, and it's like that same pride thinking, hey, I've got something great to offer here. But I actually wanted to confess, I held it against you, you know, for so long. And I mean, I kind of felt like, well, who does she think she is to kind of knock this down, you know, and make me feel less important, you know, than I felt. So I just wanted to confess that to you. And so, you know, I have forgiven you, you know, ask for your forgiveness, you know, just to say, hey, I held that against you for a while. And every time you were trying to speak or give your, you know, opinion or whatever about politics, I thought, okay, here we go. You know, so I just wanted to confess that and ask for your, you know, forgiveness most of all, but say, I have forgiven you about that. So.
No problem. I don't even know, remember what you're talking about. So, hey, isn't that no problem? Forgive me. Yeah,
that's that spirit of rejection. It always does that. And Joe's right. He's confessing, so praise God. That's good.
Amen. And I thought I'd say, Angelica, it was like, this was like one of the first times I was, are you there, Angelica?
I'm here, brother.
Okay, cool. Amen, amen. No, I held stuff against you for so long. You know, I wanted to confess when I first came back on from this you know, this ministry, I've been at least, you know, a couple years away. And so I was dealing with, like, just like I said, you know, rejection, you know. And I think one time it was right around that time, actually, Michael, that you, you know, you asked us all, you were believing that the Lord would raise your grandson, you know, and I kind of spoke up, and I was just, I mean, that was like something that I've never understood. I mean, I've never really experienced God's power like that. And I remember, Angelica, you meant well, you know, in what you said. You spoke very passionately. I say about you, you're very passionate, you know, and you're very bold when you speak. So the spirit of rejection decided to rear its ugly head, you know, and I took offense to a lot of what you were saying. But I look at it now and I said, no, she was trying to encourage me, because I spoke from more of an attitude of just, you know, unbelief. Like, well, I didn't really believe that God could bring somebody back from hell. I don't know if you even remember that. You know, it's been months, you know. So I just wanted to say, I forgive you. You know, I have kind of, that was something that I held against you. And if I've ever sensed, like, if you've ever sensed it, or I mean, I have kind of, you know, distanced myself thinking, well, you know, that, looking back to that, you know, and kind of holding that against you, but I have forgiven you. You know, I've let it go. I said it was, you know, realized it wasn't anything major, you know. I mean, it was just like, you know, Michael said, it was the spirit of rejection, you know, and it caused me to feel that way. So, you know, I want to forgive you. Or, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get you into any rejection now. I want you to understand. What you need to do is ask them to forgive you for holding that.
Oh,
that would be, that would be awesome for your humbling experience there, you know. Ask them to forgive you, and because they don't know what you're even talking about.
Okay. No.
Don't hold it against me now. I'm just trying to help you out here, brother.
No, I understand what you're saying. Sorry. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Right.
No, it's not, okay. You'll forgive me about that, Angelica. I don't know if you even remember it, but, you know, forgive me about that.
Hey, brother. Yeah, actually, I do remember. I forgive you. And I just also wanted to apologize, because at the time, you know, the Lord, well, first of all, I've been guilty of the same things, you know, wanting to feel important for the knowledge and wisdom that the Lord's given us, you know, but we all know in part, and we prophesy in part. And so we don't have it all, but you know, sometimes we just need to be quiet, even if we do have knowledge, and just wait on the Lord, you know, or someone asks us. But I wanted to apologize too for not giving you grace, because at the time, I still hadn't had this hard lesson in grace. You know, I had this, you know, this attitude about my walk is always been, you either get in line or you get out of line, you know, and I was putting out on everyone else. And not giving people grace for where they were in Christ. And, you know, I reaped a lot of benefit from having that attitude in my own life. But here recently, that the Lord has totally changed that up, and that's not working anymore. So it's grace, you know, it's grace. And I'm so grateful for that lesson. And I'm so grateful, actually, that you brought that up. And I forgive you, brother, and you know, I love you. And we're all growing, and it's just important for us to be united in heart and not separated in heart, you know, we're all still growing somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right.
Amen. Anything else, Dave? That's good, brother. That's good.
Yeah, it's like, awesome. I better just let it better out, you know.
You feel better?
Oh, yeah. Well, Leon, I want to say one last thing there. That was the same night that I, you know, received that from Angelica. I mean, that spirit of rejection. And you said something afterwards. I don't even know if you remember that night. So I asked you to forgive me. You said, well, I was dealing with, battling with unbelief at that time. You know, I just didn't believe God could move like that. I mean, I never even knew he could move like that. And I think you said that, well, if you don't believe, then what do you have? I think you said something like that. I'm not sure if you even remember, but
oh, I'd have gotten mad too, Lord of God. Amen, Joe. No,
you said that, and I was like, well, I ask you to forgive me for holding that against you.
He can't talk.
Yeah.
Amen.
I accept it.
No, this is good. This is good.
Yeah. Okay. Amen.
Amen. You're gonna get set free. You set free, bro. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in Joe right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we command that spirit of rejection off of him, the spirit of the fear of rejection off of him in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that from this point on, he ain't gonna get bad at nobody. He's not gonna get mad. Matter of fact, he's just gonna laugh. Said, devil, you can't defeat me. I'm a child of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise God. Anybody else? Yeah, Willie, go ahead.
All right. Just asking for prayer for one thing. You know, I don't know if you guys ever dealt with sin that goes on, you know, autopilot. I'm telling you the truth. I got this autopilot sin. I'll walk in work, and it'd be like autopilot. Ooh, she's pretty. You know, that wandering eye thing. And I gotta catch myself. And I'm like, oh man, this thing, and it's been very invasive. You're like, the more I've been getting into the spirit, the more invasive this spirit has been. You know, it has even come to me twice in my dreams. You know, and gave me these really weird dreams, and I'm just like, man. You know, and now it's trying to become something, you know, what I call that precious sin, you know. It's trying to, but it keeps, every time I go to work, it's like, oh, Lord, you know, I'm praying for this. Plead the blood of Jesus on my job with my co-workers. I'm praying all the way to work. I get to work, and, you know, it won't be that I'm looking for it. It'll just be someone walks past me, an autopilot. Oh, stop, stop. You know, so I just want to get rid of those wandering eyes. And as a guy, you know what wandering eyes are. Every guy in here knows, you know, and I've been doing great. You know, the Holy Spirit's been doing so many cool things with me in my life. I just don't like that autopilot sin. You know, it feels like a weird, precious sin, you know. And I can feel the pleasure from it. Like it's pleasure. It's almost like that's the best way I can explain it. You know, if it's me, Lord, you know, forgive me. You know, I just don't like that happening. You know, I can't walk in the dispensation of the love of God, you know, and have that aggravate me all the time. So I just like praying for that. That's it.
He's on mute, I think.
I knew that.
He was talking in the spirit. It's all right.
Amen. Okay. Lord, we just thank you that we don't have to have wandering eyes anymore. Because we're going to keep our eyes focused on you, Father. That's it. We're going to keep our eyes focused on you. We're not going to see nothing but sisters out there until the time is right. Lord, we just thank you for placing that into Willie and all of us in the name of Jesus, Father, that we do have sisters all out there. We don't see nothing but Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a mighty work in Willie. Seen a lot of change in him over the past year and a half, 2 years. Lord, we just thank you so much for our brother. He's been a blessing to everybody on here. And I ask, Lord, that you continue this masterization process in him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray quick too. Sorry, I like praying, but Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for my brother, Willie, Lord, and I lift him up, Lord God, and I thank you, Father God, that you're giving him eyes of the dove, Father God, a single eye for you and for you alone, Father God. We bind up the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and we pluck it out in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose him and go in the name of Jesus. And we just, I thank you, Father God, that he's going to confess the word over himself, Father God, every day. Father God, his members are the members of righteousness, Father God. His eyes are for you alone, and he has a single eye, Father God. And that eye is filled with the light of Christ, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're cleansing his dreams, Father God, that he will reject sin, Father God, because he is no longer of life, Father God. But he rejects sin, Father God. He will not receive it, Father God. He will not even receive a thought in his dreams. Father God, I rebuke every devil who is touching any of his members, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Any wicked sensations, memories, Father God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just speak that my brother's cleansed in his dreams. He's cleansed, Father God, in his mind and his thought, Father God. And we just bind every spirit of temptation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you that he's cleansed, Father God. It's done in the name of Jesus, Father God. His members are the members of righteousness, Father God. And he's not part of the harlot, Father God. He will never be, Father God, a slave to sin, but a slave for righteousness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. I would just add to that, Lord, you just protect his eye gates and his ear gates, and he keep his eyes focused on the things that are above. Amen. And that, Willie, you reckon yourself dead to these sins and alive unto God. Those things are dead. They're behind you. You don't live anymore. Christ lives in you, and you're a pure and holy vessel of God. You're against the sin, and you're not for it. And so you just cast those things down. You don't receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Somebody got their foot in the camera. Anna got her foot in the camera. Oh, my.
Thanks. Appreciate the prayers. Needed them.
Amen. Amen, brother. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but I'm going to allow, if anybody else needs to pray or anything, just go right ahead. We can go until we get through. That's just kind of guy I am. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Well, okay. Well, Father, I thank you for another wonderful night with you, Lord. Been an awesome night for me, and I hope it has for everybody else too. I thank you, Lord, for some breakthroughs tonight, mighty breakthroughs, and I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for all the healings too, Lord, that has taken place. I thank you, Lord, for healing my ears, because I know you've already done it, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you've done that for everybody here. Whatever they've been believing for, Father, I believe it's done in the name of Jesus. Father, be with us in the next few days until we meet again on Thursday night, and let it be an awesome time with you, Lord, again. Give us dreams and visions about the things to come and about you, Lord. And I ask and I pray, Father, for your protection upon everybody that's listening. In the name of Jesus, that in the days ahead, we don't have to worry about anything. We just curl up in your arms, Lord. And that's Psalm 91, protection in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good night, y'all. It's been a delight for me.
Amen, brother. Thank you, brother, for having
me. God bless y'all.
Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Good night, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Love you, y'all. Look great. Good to see you.
Missy, go get you some sleep, girl, so you won't be falling asleep in that chair.
Thank you. God bless you, Missy.
Bye, everybody.
Hey,
Don. Hey, Don. Good night, Don.
Good night, Tracy.
Good night, Debbie.
Bye.
Bless you all.
Bless you.
Night, Barry.
Bless you.